This is BBC Radio 1. Let's talk to my football guru. It's Lloyd.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello.
What's so funny?
I'm just hit me in the head with a vuvuzela.
One of those horns?
Yeah.
Your mum just hit you on the head with a vuvuzela?
That's it.
Can I hear that, please?
Mum?
Oh. Your mum is so wacky.
That was a fail.
Fail.
It was epic.
Hi, Lloyd.
Hi.
How was your day?
It was all right. How was yours?
Yeah, I'm right. What happened in yours first?
Nothing.
I'm about to interview P. Diddy.
Oh, that'll be good.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Can I ask you, because we didn't really touch on this yesterday, any lady friends at the moment?
Not at the moment, Scott, but I'm hoping, with being on the radio, that it might get me some action.
It works for you, Scott.
God, things have changed, Lloyd, in 4 years. Anyway, I am going to be seeing some people who are really into football this weekend, okay?
Yes.
So I'm just wondering if you could help me to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
I can certainly try, Scott.
Okay, well, that's what you're here for, so let's have a go, please. So, playing today, who?
Well, there's South Africa versus Mexico today.
Okay.
And that's the first match of the whole tournament.
And that's on now?
That's on now, yeah. And there's some reasons to support South Africa.
Okay.
And, well, we've got to be nice to them, really, because they're the home nation. And it's polite to be nice to the person who invited you.
That's a good reason. Okay.
And reasons to support Mexico is that it's home of the chimichanga.
That's rude. You can't say that on the radio.
Why not?
Because you can't. No, you can't.
I had a chimichanga last week.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did you?
Yes.
I'm sure it's rude.
I don't think it is. I'm sure I had one last week.
It sounds it, though.
It's food.
It's food.
But you would never ask for one in public, would you?
Yes, I asked for one last week.
No, you didn't.
I asked for a chimichanga in a restaurant. I did. I promise you.
I'm going to support them just because I like that.
All right, good.
Scott, yes. Why did the Mexican throw his wife off a cliff?
I don't know. Why did the Mexican throw his wife off a cliff?
Tequila, tequila. Thank you very much.
Right, then we've got, who else? Uruguay versus France. Is that next?
Yeah, that's on 7 o'clock this evening.
Any tips for that?
Well, you can say when the match is on that Thierry Henry is a real cheater.
Why?
He handballed it in the qualification for the World Cup, and that's what knocked the Republic of Ireland out, so...
Boo.
Yeah, boo.
So tonight I should say, what a cheater!
That's it, yeah.
Like, with conviction, like that. What a cheater,
what
Thierry
a cheater.
Henry.
Yeah.
Like that. Okay, good.
My mum used to fancy him, but she doesn't anymore since he did that.
I do remember from back in the day she used to fancy him last time we spoke.
Yeah.
Didn't she fancy a goalkeeper as well, from what I remember?
Yeah, Pepe Reina. She still likes him.
Who's she moved on to then?
Fernando Torres.
He's the one that looks a bit like Bruno, is it?
Yeah, he looks a lot like Bruno.
It's nice. Oh well, that's your mum for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then what have we got tomorrow?
Tomorrow there's South Korea versus Greece.
I know that one, it's on at 12:30.
That's it.
How do you know that?
Because my boyfriend's Greek.
Yeah.
So I meant to support them.
Alright, so they're quite good, are they?
No.
Anything I need to say to Greece while I'm watching?
If they score a goal, you have to shout, Spanakopita.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Really?
Definitely.
So it's like, go! Everyone cheers, then I go, Spanakopita!
Yeah.
Is that Greek for goal, then?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay.
I think the last I heard it was Greek for, like, spinach and cheese pie, but maybe it means goal, so I'm not fluent, so go for it anyway and see what happens.
All right. Would I be the only person shouting Spanakopita? That's what I'm concerned about.
No, I don't think so at all.
No.
No.
Who else have we got?
There's Argentina versus Nigeria.
Anything to say on that one?
You could say, damn that Diego Maradona. He's a right cheater.
He's a cheater as well?
Yeah.
Wasn't that about 100 years ago?
No.
It was before we were born.
I don't know about Scott.
I was very young. Is he still playing?
No, he's the manager.
Oh, right, of Argentina.
That's right, yeah.
Is he the one that's got quite a lot bigger?
Big and round.
Full of chimichanga. And then we've got the one that everyone will be watching tomorrow, apart from if you're Scottish.
England versus USA.
Or Northern Irish or Welsh. England versus USA.
Yeah.
Okay, anything that we need to know about that? Any gossip you heard?
Well, there are some reports that Joe Cole might be playing in goal, but that hasn't been confirmed.
Oh, like Fabio wanted, isn't it? Joe Cole in goal, Joe Cole in goal.
Mm. Oh, yeah, I think that's why, because it rhymes.
What do I need to say on the England versus USA match?
Well, you could say, is Ledley fit? Because Ledley King.
All right, is he fit?
Yeah, he should be.
I haven't seen a picture.
Do you want me to get one up
for
you
please,
now?
Yes, please, I decide.
not fit like that, though.
He's all right.
There you go, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else?
I think you should say, I'm hoping Rooney doesn't blow his top.
Because?
Because he gets quite aggressive during football matches. And right. He swore at a ref a couple of days ago.
So I should shout, I'm hope Rooney doesn't blow his top.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's two things. Is Ledley fit? I'm hoping Rooney doesn't blow his top. Anything else?
Kick it in the goal, England.
Kick it in the goal, England.
Yeah, you can say that.
Have a couple of cans and kick it in the goal. What about if you listen in Scotland or Wales or Northern Ireland?
Kick it in the goal, USA.
Oh, that's easy to remember.
Yeah.
All right, Lloyd, we'll speak to you next week. Best of luck for England tomorrow, then.
Is Radio 1. BBC Radio 1.